Title: Regalab. Vocal texture layer in Ableton Live 12. Beginner drum and bass sound design. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a very drum and bass specific move in Ableton Live 12, building a raga style vocal texture layer. And I want to set the expectation right away. In a lot of raga, jungle, and roller style DNB, the vocal isn't a lead singer moment. It's more like seasoning and rhythm. Little shouts, chopped syllables, gritty snippets, wide airy layers that live around the drums and bass instead of fighting them. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one vocal track that can behave like three layers at once: a clean core, a dirty grit layer, and a wide air layer. Plus, we'll add dub throws on certain words so it feels authentic and hype, without turning your mix into soup. Let's get set up. First, pick a vocal source that actually works for this. Raga capellas are perfect. Selecta, pull up, rewind, stuff like that. Spoken phrases work, even your own voice works, and honestly, a phone recording is fine, because the grit can be an advantage here. Set your tempo to around 172 BPM. Turn warp on for samples. And super important, make a simple 1 or 2 bar drum loop first. Kick, snare, hat. That's enough, because you're not designing this vocal in a vacuum. DNB is dense. If it works with the drums and bass playing, it'll work in the track. Now step 1. Import and warp the vocal properly. This part is crucial. Drag your vocal onto an audio track. Click the clip so you see the sample controls, and make sure warp is enabled. For warp mode, choose Complex Pro if it's a phrase and you want the tone to stay fairly stable. If it's more like short percussive shouts, you can try tones. But Complex Pro is the safe beginner default for full lines. If Ableton guessed the tempo wrong, fix the SIG BPM so it's closer to reality. Then find the first really obvious transient, like the first clear consonant. Right-click and choose Set 1.1.1 here. That locks your clip to the grid in a way that actually makes musical sense. Then add or adjust warp markers so the phrase lands tight. The goal isn't perfectly stretched. The goal is it hits with the snare. Raga vocals feel best when they're rhythmically locked. If you're in Complex Pro, turn Formants on, and set envelope somewhere around 120 to 160 as a starting point. Higher envelope usually smooths things out and can reduce some nasty artifacts at fast tempos. Now step 2. Do the DNB chop. You're going for rhythmic, not wordy. You've got two easy ways. The fastest is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click your audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, and use the built-in simpler preset. Ableton will chop the vocal into slices and load them into a drum rack, each slice in its own simpler. That's perfect for DNB because you can play the vocal like percussion. Now create a MIDI clip and place a few hits. Keep it minimal, think 4 to 8 hits over 2 bars. Try those classic offbeat placements, like 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4. If you're not sure what that means, just place vocal chops between the snare hits so they answer the drums instead of stepping on them. Here's a little coaching tip. Do consonant hunting. In a busy DNB mix, vowels disappear, but consonants read. The T, K, S sounds cut through and still sound like a human voice even when the bass is going crazy. So keep at least one slice that has sharp consonants, and use it as a rhythmic accent. If you prefer manual chopping, that's also great. Duplicate the clip. Split it around keywords using Ctrl or CMD plus E, and nudge pieces slightly earlier, like 1 to 10 milliseconds, to add urgency. And if you do manual chops, add tiny fades, 1 to 3 milliseconds fade in, 5 to 15 milliseconds fade out. That one move removes clicks and instantly makes your chops feel intentional. Cool! Now step 3. Build the vocal texture rack. This is where the magic is. On your vocal track, add an auto effect rack. Inside it, we're going to create three chains. Name them Core, Dirt, and Air. Before we even add effects, quick gain staging check. Pull the raw vocal clip gain down so you're not slamming the rack by accident. A good target is peaks around -12 to -6 dB before any effects. Your saturator and redux will respond way more predictably when you do this. Now, chain 1. Core. This is your mono, mid-range, intelligible layer. It's the part that sits in the center and doesn't smear your drums. On the core chain, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 100 to 150 HE, 24 dB slope. We are not letting vocal low end fight the sub or reese. Period. If it feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HZ, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if it needs presence, a gentle boost around 2.5 to 5 kHZ. Next, add a compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 25 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're controlling it, not crushing it. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. That makes it mono. This is one of the biggest sounds like DNB moves, keeping the core centered so the groove stays punchy. Now chain 2. Dirt. This is your pirate radio bite. That megaphone bark. That ragga attitude. But we're going to do it in a controlled, band-limited way so it adds texture without clutter. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. We're intentionally narrowing it. Optionally, boost around 1 to 2 kHz if you want that speaker box presence. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. And then pull the output down so it matches level. Teacher note, match levels as you go. Loud always sounds better, so if you don't level match, you'll think you improved it when you just made it louder. After saturator, add redux, but use it lightly. Try downsample somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz, and bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Subtle is usually the win here. You want grit and crunch, not broken MP3 unless that's the specific vibe. Then add auto filter for movement. Set it to band pass. Frequency around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Turn on the LFO. Keep the amount small, and sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. This makes the dirt layer talk and adds motion to repeated chops. And here's a sound design extra if you want it. Instead of relying only on the LFO, try automating that band pass frequency with small moves, like sweeping between 900 Hz and 2.2 kHz over a bar. It reads like vowel motion, like the mouth shape is changing, and it can make a two-bar loop feel alive. Now chain 3, air. This is the wide stereo halo. It should make the vocal feel exciting and modern without stealing the center. Start with EQ 8. High pass higher, around 500 to 1000 Hz. This is important. The air chain should not contain chunky mids. If you want sparkle, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, maybe plus 2 dB. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to ensemble mode. Amount around 15 to 30%. Rate slow like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and width around 120 to 160%. After that, add reverb, but keep it tight. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 ms. Low cut around 700 Hz to 1k. High cut around 7 to 10k. Dry/wet around 8 to 18%. If you hear the reverb as a separate thing, it's probably too much. You want a halo, not a wash. Then add utility. Set width around 140 to 170%. And if you want a little extra mono safety, enable bass mono around 200 to 300 Hz, especially if your air chain has any lower content sneaking through. Quick coaching principle here. One jaw per layer. The core is for timing and consonants. Dirt is for attitude, and it should come in when you need density. Air is for excitement and space, not readability. Now step 4. Glue it to the drums with sidechain. This is essential in DNB. After the audio effect rack on the vocal track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your snare track or your drum group as the input. Set ratio around 2 to 1. Attack fast like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of ducking on snare hits. What you're doing is making room for the backbeat. The vocal texture swells around the snare instead of masking it. Advanced option: if your snare pattern changes a lot, you can create a ghost sidechain. Make a MIDI track with a consistent backbeat trigger. Keep it muted and sidechain from that so the ducking is steady. That's a more controlled, always works approach. Now step 5. Dub throw moments. This is the jungle spice. Create a return track and name it Vox Throw. On that return, add echo. Set time to 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. So the delay sits behind the mix instead of harshly on top. After echo, add reverb. Longer than your air reverb. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 20 ms. Low cut around 700 Hz. Now, on your vocal track, automate the send to Vox Throw. Only on specific words, like the last word of a bar. Select and then the delay blooms into the gap, or a throw right before the drop so the tail fills the silence and the drop feels bigger. Key mindset. In DNB, constant delay and reverb smears the groove. Throws give you impact without losing punch. Now step 6. Arrange it like a real rolling tune. Think in phrases. Intro, sparse textures, maybe filtered vocal and more air. Build, more chops. Slowly introduce dirt, drop. Keep vocal minimal. Use it as punctuation, like every two or four bars. Breakdown. Bring back wider air and longer throws. A super practical automation tip. During the drop, pull the air chain down by 2 to 4 dB so your cymbals and top drum stay crisp. Then bring the dirt chain up briefly for callouts, like one bar bursts. Little moments, not constant noise. Try this pre-drop trick too. One bar before the drop. Mute the core chain so the center clears out. Keep only the air chain plus a big throw. Then when the drop hits, bring the core back so the center feels solid again. It's a simple contrast move, and it works. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build this. If there's too much low end in the vocal, it will fight your sub and res and everything will feel smaller. High pass aggressively. If you get nasty warping artifacts at 172 BPM, use fewer warp markers and lean on Complex Pro with Formance on. Don't make the mid-range wide. Keep the core mono. Wide mids mess with the snare and center punch. Don't keep the throws on all the time. Save them for phrase endings. And don't overchop until it sounds random. DNB loves repetition and motif. Let a pattern loop and become a hook. Before we wrap, here's a quick mini practice you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Pick a 1 or 2 bar raga phrase. Slice it to MIDI and program 8 chops across 2 bars. Build your 3 chain rack, core, dirt, air. Add snare sidechain and aim for around 2 dB of ducking. Make 2 throw moments using the return. 1 pre-drop and 1 at the end of a 4 bar phrase in the drop. Then export an 8 bar loop.